All right. Well, you've kind of heard the intro to this already through what I shared with the kids, and I thought I'd fast track it even more by moving some of what I wanted to say to you into their talk. And the point of bringing up that message with the blind man who was interviewed was this, what's written on the bottom here. People can argue with your beliefs, but they can't argue with your experience. And that's what we have as a case in point with this blind man that Jesus healed. He said, I don't know anything. You're the teachers of the law. And he even got a little bit amusing with these Pharisees, and he said, why are you asking me about this Jesus? Do you want to become his disciples? Whatever there is to know about God, you guys know more about the nuts and bolts and the Bible. That's your job, but I'll tell you what I know. I know what God did in my life. And that is the power of testimony. And one more passage I wanted to take you to before I hand it over to those who are going to share is in Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. And you, many of you know Revelation is the last book of the Bible, and it talks a lot about the big spiritual battle that we're in and how this is all going to end. So we all know we have this spiritual enemy named Satan. He's often pictured as a serpent or a dragon, and he's bad news. And he launches a war in the spiritual world, and it says finally he is thrown down. Satan will ultimately be defeated, but how and by who? This is what I want us to look at. This is John speaking in Revelation, says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now comes the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For Satan, the accuser of our brothers, that's a voice in heaven speaking of us, the accuser of the brethren, he's referring to us, that Satan has been accusing the church and he has been hurled down. He's defeated in the spiritual world on account of something we do. What is it? The church overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We all know the blood of the Lamb, the old rugged cross, right? What Jesus has already done for us once and for all and made possible the impossible for us. We could not save ourselves from sin, but Jesus already won that victory for us. So our first victory comes 2,000 years before we're born with the shedding of the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. The word of our testimony defeats the devil. Isn't that an amazing thought? That in this world, you are going to have struggles. Your faith is going to be attacked constantly. Like the It Is Well song, there's one verse where it says, though Satan should buffet us. In other words, though he's constantly attacking us, we can say it is well. And it is our ability to say in the midst of all of that, it is well, and we are at peace, and we have joy in our lives, and we have joy in our heart, and we have purpose in our lives, that testimony defeats the enemy and scores a victory for the kingdom of God. That's what ultimately brings it about. Crazy thought. If you think that the things that you share with your neighbors and your friends and your family doesn't matter, you best better believe it does. It has eternal implications. So I want us to build a culture here of being brave about telling our stories. And in the next couple weeks and months, we're actually going to have quite a few testimonies, some of them who will be giving their testimony for the first time coming forward in baptism. So we'll see more of that in the next 3 or 4 weeks. But here with some who have been received as members but who have already been baptized, we've asked them to come and start this journey of telling our stories. And I want to encourage all of you, whether you're members, whether you're visitors, but if you're a Christian and you have a testimony that you think will encourage this church family, I want to just encourage you, come talk to me. I'll hear these all day. I think that the testimonies that you have to share may move people more than my sermon will on a given Sunday. And I'm believing for that today.